Good morning. Welcome to Banff and King Edward Parish Church's online service. This today is a slightly developed version of the radio broadcast on Deverin FM that I am doing separately today. I hope you are all surviving the pressures of these times and finding moments of peace and even joy amidst the good weather we've had. Today we will be focusing on events after Easter, when rather forlorn disciples are feeling low and stressed. Their friend Jesus was executed, their hopes of what he might have achieved have been struck down. Yes, there are rumours of hope that all is not lost, their friend may yet be alive to help them. But what are you to believe in reality? How do you cope? How do you keep believing? Some of them decide to go fishing as their way of coping, and at first things just get worse until somehow the risen Jesus comes to help them as their friend. For us, it's still only 2 weeks after Easter, but 2 weeks can be a long time, as can a month. For it's about a month now since the virus lockdown was introduced or imposed on us all. How have you coped? Are you still in good spirits? Many of us, I suppose, are coping. At least it seems that way by the smiles I still see on people out and about and the lovely sunshine. But for some of us, that may be temporary or even put on for show. And some of us will be finding it getting harder. Sadly, more people around us are being affected directly by those we know getting the virus and some of our loved ones, sadly, dying. I know at least one nurse finding the pressure getting tougher as colleagues become affected by the virus. But we in the church believe that no matter what happens, we're never alone. There is someone who wants to be our friend and who can come to us again and again and lift up our spirits. And that friend is Jesus. He's the one who's helped me through life's problems since I was a young man and asked his help. The one who can still help you today. Let's hear that old traditional hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged, take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care? Still our refuge, to the Lord in prayer. You, thy friends despise, forsake.
And yet it's hard at times, even for churchgoers, because we're not exempt from life's troubles, just like everybody. The current troubles are going to be continuing for maybe longer than we expected a month ago. There is good news of signs of the peak of the virus being reached. But the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said this week, there will be restrictive measures in place for many months to come to avoid the virus coming back. She said we'll need to find new ways of normality in our lives. We will need to remain open to doing things differently, as so many of us have been, of all ages. It reminds me a little of those early followers of Jesus after Easter, how they were struggling, thinking that Jesus, their friend, was dead. So they went back to what they knew. They went fishing. But they fished all night and caught nothing. Ever felt like that? Life has hit you. Maybe your loved one has died or left you. Or you work hard and nothing goes right. Or life events just hit you and you're feeling low. And still nothing goes right, despite you trying. After Easter, Jesus' followers may have felt a bit like that. But in these events, the disciples hear, while they're out in the boat, a voice from a distance. Someone standing on the shore, calling to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" The events are recorded in John's Gospel, chapter 21. Let me read them to you. Verses 1 to 14. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't realize it was him. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It's the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment round him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not that far from shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you've just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Let's join together in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you came to our world to bring hope, to bring light amidst darkness. You came bringing life and love and forgiveness and guidance and even peace for the way ahead. We thank you and praise you. We come today in the quiet of this time, in the peace or the mess of our homes, to be with you, our God. We thank you that we can come as we are, weak perhaps and heavy laden, to be with the Son of God and find amidst the trials of our lives your words of hope and friendship and guidance. We want to walk with you, but in truth we do find it hard at times. We let you down. Often it's hard even to hear your voice. And yet we believe that because of Easter, you will be there to help us. With your help, we can move forward with hope, because you've been there ahead of us. We know that you didn't give in. You endured and overcame and came back to be with us in spirit to help us. So strengthen us afresh. Help us this day put to death those things in our lives that drag us down or hurt others. Resurrect in our lives the talents that we've got to help others. Raise our spirits and hearts that we may go forward anew as followers of yours. Guide our paths and give us strength to face the ups and downs of the week ahead. Hear our prayers. Amen. So there was someone who understood and understands. And I hope you know that there is someone who understands your troubles. His name is Jesus. And he calls out to you and to me and to anybody who accepts him. Friends, we're not alone. There is someone who understands. That's why we listened to that hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Its verses say, can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He lived and died for us so we can know God's forgiveness and acceptance and love. But more than that, he can come to us and help and guide us. And so he said to those early disciples, throw your fishing net on the other side of the boat. Cast your net on the right side and you'll catch fish. And they did. Now it takes something for seasoned fishermen to listen to outside advice and fishing, but they did. It takes something for us to listen to the outside advice of Jesus, but when we do, we like them can be amazed and encouraged. Maybe it was Jesus from the shore had a different vision, a longer vision, a different perspective, a spiritual perspective. And maybe he can offer us that if we are willing to listen and be open. And a key part of the advice was to do things differently. And it's maybe advice for some of us just now. We're going to have to continue doing many things differently. There may be no quick way back to the way things were. I suspect churches will keep going with their new usage of video presentation, of broadcasting, of social media, of emails and other different ways. And somehow, in their adapting, the disciples began to see it was the risen Jesus with them and calling them friends. He invited them to share with them breakfast in the open air on the shore. It was something new. Finding new ways to share together is so important. It was still the same old Jesus, but in a different way. And we too can move forward with the same priorities, but sometimes in a different way. Care homes, for example, are adapting to help residents to use Skype or other ways to see their relatives. And then Jesus has some specific guidance for Peter, the one who had just days earlier denied publicly he knew Jesus and was probably weighed down by guilt. Jesus now restores Peter as a friend, accepts him and reinvigorates him and sends him out again to follow by caring for young and old. Let's read those remaining verses, verses 15 to 19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you're old, you'll stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me. Follow me." Jesus restores and reinvigorates, especially Peter, who had been feeling dejected. He can do that for us as we too are challenged again to go out and follow Jesus, even in these times, and take care of young and old, because that's what Jesus meant by his sheep and his lambs. Old and young both matter to him. In part, we can care in all the old ways we know. But from the first part of our reading, it's clear at times we need to be open to different ways, new ways, cast our nets on the other side. Listen for a moment to the hymn, "Lord, You Have Come to the Seashore." Challenge and that purpose is what Jesus gives us all for these times, to carry on caring for young and old in whatever ways we can, and to explore the different ways in our own situation that we can do that. And many are doing exactly that. So many in our community are working away as key workers, helping not just save lives, but helping us all keep going. We clap rightly for all those health workers and carers who bravely are stepping up to the mark for each of us day by day. In the NHS, in our pharmacies, in our care homes and sheltered accommodation. Well done, all of you, and thank you. But I would like to thank also all the other workers out there adapting to the new circumstances and keeping our community going at no small risk to ourselves. Yes, people in church are doing it, but today let's just think of people elsewhere, in the shops and the schools, the transport workers, bus drivers and garage mechanics, funeral directors and graveyard workers who I know are so helpful. It can't be easy, but thank you sincerely, all of you. The farmers and lorry drivers helping get food to our shops despite the difficulties. The professional services, the postmen and postwomen, the voluntary organisations, and so many more. The council workers, especially our refuse collectors. I wish I had thought of giving the bin men an Easter egg at Easter, as one of our church leaders did. So this is the best I can do now. Thank you. The gospel that we read records the disciples gathered 153 fish. We don't know why they counted them, but it smacks of authenticity to me. The fishermen were amazed and wanted to know exactly how many fish they had caught. Each fish mattered. And to God, each person matters. Each person affected by this virus, and also each person out there doing their bit. Thank you. Jesus had two very special bits of guidance to know real life. One was to love God with all we have. And the other was to love our neighbour as ourselves. So I say thank you to everybody who's being a good neighbour out there, who are doing your bit to help, to smile, to encourage, to care. In fact, Jesus sent those disciples back out there after Easter with the instruction to take care of old and young. So to those of you who are doing that, I think Jesus would be pleased. Well done. In the main prayer that we've been taught, the Lord's Prayer, he speaks of God's kingdom to come. It is still said around the world as a prayer and means we are praying for his better world of hope and love and peace and care, where people follow him in loving their neighbour. There is that song we sing in church, which was made for the Christian Aid charity. It's called The Song of Kingdom Come. It's about how when we all join together in caring for our neighbours, the world can be changed for the better. Jesus' kingdom can come. Its chorus is, I have a voice, you have a voice. We have a voice, and when we sing together, a line is drawn and hope reborn. This is the song of kingdom come. Normally we sing the song with pictures being shown at the same time of people in need around the world. But today, as you listen to it, maybe think instead of people in need in our community. And also especially think of all the key people in our community giving of themselves for the sake of others. We listen now to the song of Kingdom Come.
I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice, and when we sing together, a line is drawn. And hope reborn. This is the song of kingdom come.
I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice, when we sing together, a line.
line is drawn and hope reborn. This is the song, song of kingdom come. We heard the cries of distant neighbors, the dispossessed, the refugee, and God's command to feed the hungry and set them free, and set them free. We heard the word, the new commandment, and we reclaimed the prophet's call. Love the world without condition. God's love for all. God's love for all. I have a voice. You have a voice. We have a voice. When we sing together, the line is drawn and hope reborn. This is the song. Song of kingdom come, a reckless love that knows no borders, that speaks the truth to those in power, that shines a light on cool indifference. This is God's hour, this is God's hour, when we will stand against injustice. All who live against the grain, until their poverty is over, and love shall reign, and love shall reign. I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice. When we sing together, the line is drawn.
I'm bound to have missed lots of important people that are caring and helping us, young and old, forgive me. So thank you everybody caring for us all. And lastly, thank you to you for what you're doing, for helping our community keep going. May Jesus bless you in whatever lies ahead, and may you be a blessing to others. Let me say a closing prayer for us all. Heavenly Father, we are perplexed and worried about what lies ahead. Help us keep going with trust and hope and care. Forgive us the mistakes we've made. Give us strength and help us cope. Help us be good neighbours and people of grace and goodness, even in the face of difficulty. We pray for our neighbours and for all the vulnerable or frail and isolated at this time. We pray for all involved in bringing care and practice to our community. Hear the unspoken prayers of our hearts, which we sum up in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We finish our service by listening to another song by the Christian group Rend Collective. It's called Rescuer, Good News. It's about how Jesus comes to rescue us and offer us good news. Offer everyone in any situation good news of new ways forward amidst life's troubles, just as he offered it to those forlorn fishermen. Everybody who asks for his help, he is open to with friendship. Listen to it now, please.
There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news for the one who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer, he's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound, oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. He is beauty for the blind man, riches for the poor. He is friendship for the world, the world ignores. He is pasture for the weary, rest for those who strive. Oh, the good Lord is the way, the truth, the life. Yes, the good Lord is the way, the truth, the life. He's our